hot cafes. Does that make you think Amsterdam? Perhaps. You've seen a Rick Steves documentary or two? Well, they're talking about pot cafes here in Washington State. It's a proposal being discussed in Olympia by lawmakers. You know, now it's illegal to consume pot in public in Washington, but there's a new bill to let Seattle and other cities opt out of the ban. Supporting that effort to legalize pot cafes is Seattle's city attorney, Pete Holmes.
The idea is to offer a place where people can consume marijuana out of public view, which is prohibited still under 502. There are many people who would like to consume cannabis who do not have the luxury of a private home, or tourists, for instance, visiting Seattle and the like. There's any number of folks who would need an opportunity to consume it legally if we're going to insist that you not consume on the streets.
So these are not cafes with outdoor tables and people are smoking pot, you know, along the sidewalk.
Well, the first requirement would have to be that they be out of public view. That's, again, a requirement that's entrenched in 502. But at the same time, where the problems have really arisen under the Clean Air Act, you're permitted to have a smoke-free environment as an employee or as a passerby. We know that there's harmful effects of secondhand smoke, whether it's tobacco or cannabis. Consequently, in Seattle, as we started to drill down and look at this, it was the Clean Air Act that presented the biggest impediment. And we realized in discussions with the Downtown Hotel Association that has been interested in marijuana tourism, for instance, you have a automatic exemption from the Clean Air Act. 25% of hotel rooms can be designated as smoking rooms. So they already had this opportunity to do this. And operationally, one of the things they could do is perhaps insist that these be electronic smoking devices or edibles, not actual combustion.
So you don't want smoking, pot smoking in pot cafes. You want to allow vaping and edible pot.
Vaping would be the logical way because there's been no scientific evidence yet that shows a secondhand impact from the use of vaporizing.
Why are you devoting so much of your energy to there being more pot use?
I'm trying to facilitate adult use. And government can lose its way with the best of intentions. It can see obvious problems that we can all agree on. Youth access to marijuana, impaired usage on the highways or in the workplace. Those are all problems that are legitimate areas of concern for government to address. But we tend to come at these things often with a chainsaw to cut butter. We're overbroad and we then impinge on individual liberties. Working out those details, though, when you've had decades and decades of simple prohibition, mindless knee-jerk prohibition, means that you have to really construct these systems from the ground up, and that takes time.
This would be up to each city and county, whether they want to have pot cafes,
correct,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Opt in or out. I smell pot on Seattle streets, particularly U District, downtown. Why isn't the city enforcing the outdoor smoking ban more?
The city is enforcing the outdoor smoking ban. You know, we had an initial stumble, I think, at launch. It was pretty famous last year. There were a number of pot tickets issued in one area of the city and 80% or more by one single officer. Since those tickets, at Chief O'Toole's request, with she and I working closely together about what is the policy, I'm happy to report that as of last year, more than 500 tickets have been issued in the city of Seattle.
Well, of course, nothing is enforced completely and perfectly. How big a problem do you think it even is that some streets smell skunky when you walk by?
It's subjective, and part of this is a normalization process. During Prohibition, of course, a beer garden would be unthinkable, at least out in public. And I think that we will find this new liberty, this new change in government policy is going to be handled more responsibly. But I have to be concerned. I'm not personally offended by what I see on the streets. In fact, go to New York, go to Denver. It's amazing the open usage that I see in those places. I have to worry, though, about that family in the summer at Seattle Center, for instance, where you've got a bonehead that insists on smoking a joint right next to them. That's not fair. That's a legitimate secondhand impact. That's an area where 502 has been laying the groundwork to try and change some of this behavior. And just remember, if you're going to exercise your liberty, don't do so in a manner that impinges on others around you.
What about the social justice of who gets nailed for using pot? right? Early on, it was enforced heavily on homeless people, on African Americans. How are we doing on being fair about who can use?
We did stumble out of the gate. It was very clear. And I think with more broad geographic enforcement, you're going to see more equal demographic enforcement as well. But there is absolutely no question that we found that our drug laws in particular are enforced in a disparate manner. That is a harm that we need to stay focused on. It's one of the reasons behind marijuana cafes. It's one of the reasons that we're going to continue to always watch what kind of results are we getting on the ground.
You've talked about marijuana tourism. How much do you want to get the reputation for being the Amsterdam of America?
I think that we're trying to avoid having that moniker. I think that there's a lot of negatives associated with the Amsterdam cafes. For one, remember the Amsterdam model, the back door of those cafes, the delivery of marijuana remains illegal. It's the sale that they simply sanction and tolerate at the front end in small increments. We're not proposing allowing sale on site in these marijuana cafes. It's one of those things where you'd have to basically BYOB, bring your own bud. Those two instances alone are a big departure from Amsterdam. Again, it's the rule of law. We're trying to make sure that we're not engaged in the hypocrisy that really is behind Amsterdam, where it's still illegal to deliver and we're just going to look the other way when tourists come in and buy marijuana. We want a legally sanctioned framework.
Pete Holmes, Seattle city attorney, telling you about a new bill that would let Seattle and other cities decide whether they want to allow pot cafes. It's one of a number of things he's in support of as we keep fine-tuning our marijuana laws. Pete Holmes supports a proposal in Olympia to allow legal marijuana delivery services. We'll keep following the issue here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.